Hello, Vulture participants and team. So the introduction to the practice of slow walking as part of Module 3, The Art of Slow, for Vulture, caught in the otherwise in a time of breakdown. Before we begin the practice of slow walking, I invite you to get into your direct experience of your body. So spend a bit of time wherever you are walking around normally, speeding up a bit, slowing down a bit. And as throughout this audio instruction, I'll invite you to pause. I'll give you some information and then invite you to pause the audio so that you can explore it at your own pace for as long as you wish and in your own way. So don't worry about rushing through while I'm speaking. So this first step is, as I said, getting inside body, inside the ordinary act of walking and exploring how do you normally walk, wiggling around a bit, stretching a bit, speeding up, slowing down, silly walks, meaningful walks, noticing the experience of bones, tendons, joints, flesh, muscle, noticing breathing happening all the time, noticing how much you notice about your surroundings and the ground under your feet. Just ordinary and playful walking. So you may pause the audio, experiment with that for a bit. Welcome back. So while you're listening, hopefully you are in a space where you can be walking as you listen. So for now, walking fairly slowly. Might be just backwards and forwards in your bedroom, might be on a long street in the woods. And slowing down. Slowing down even more. So if you move with my instructions now, and then again I'll pause and you can explore it a bit further in your own way. Coming to a standstill, aware of both feet on the ground. Aware of all 26, 27 bones in the feet and all the connective tissue in between. Aware of the weight of your body, imagining it as if it's pouring down, thanks to the pull of gravity, down through skeleton, through flesh, down into your feet. All your weight pouring down into your feet and through the soles of your feet into contact with the earth below. Pouring down through roots down into the earth. And as you are aware of the weight of your body in your feet into the ground, also aware of the uprightness. Imagining perhaps a thread at the crown of your skull that is hanging from somewhere high beyond what we can see above us. So a sense of being held and lifted upright at the same time as being pulled and pouring downwards. And in all of this, noticing your breath. And in all of this, inviting ease. So some of this practice could be, particularly in the beginning, can be a little awkward and clumsy. You might need to find something to hold on to. You're likely to mess it up a bit. I still do. And at the same time, to keep inviting ease into body, noticing if any part of you is tensed up. So we begin to walk by lifting the right foot. Slowly, as you lift, almost as if you're noticing each bone, each section of the sole of your foot as it rises. And as you lift your right foot, and it may not have left the ground yet, noticing all the weight pouring through your left leg. All of your weight now beginning to pour through your left foot down into the earth. As you lift the right foot and slowly allow it to move through space, and make slow first contact with the ground. First, perhaps the ball joint of your big toe, the front of the foot, little by little the whole foot, muscle by muscle, bone by bone, arrives into intimate contact with the ground below. And as you do this, your body will begin to move forward, ever so slowly moving through space. And as your weight pours into your right foot and down into the earth below, your left foot inevitably will begin to rise, little by little, perhaps offering a little propulsion of the body ever so gently and slowly forward. And slowing down as your right foot takes all the weight and your left foot has just one last bit of contact with the ground. And this may be too slow for you at the beginning. I'll just play around with it when you pause the audio. So in many ways, this is it. Simply, first stage, learning the mechanics of the slow walk. Your left foot gradually leaving the earth, moving up and forward through space, noticing the movement of your hip joints, your knee joints, your ankle joint goes floppy as your left foot, left toe meets the ground, slowly, gradually, little by little. Your left foot begins to welcome the weight of your whole body pouring down through your hips as your right foot slowly leaves the ground. So try this for a while. Don't worry about anything else. Just try the mechanics of this slow walking, bone by bone, sinew by sinew, cell by cell. Finding as much relaxation as you can in this movement of hips and knees, ankles and feet and toes. Pausing the audio. Now. Welcome back. So we've got the basics of the walk and going to attend to the gaze, to what your eyes and your attention is doing in our most dominant sense of the visual. So don't need to walk while you're doing this yet, but bring your palms in front of your face so you can see your palms and slowly bring your hands towards either side of your head very slowly and keep your gaze on both hands. So your gaze is starting to become wider. Your attention is not focused in the center but wide so that you're watching both hands as they gradually move to the side of your head and there'll come a point where you can't see them anymore. And to practice this, practice it a few times. Really allow your gaze to soften. And the softer your gaze, you're still looking ahead, but you're watching your hands. You might wiggle your fingers to help differentiate the hands from anything else because our vision goes a little blurry when we do this. And just relaxing into the experiment of how wide-angled your vision can be. Some people call this owl eyes. It's like our capacity to see really wide, to see almost all around us, but not quite. And notice when, as your hands move further and further to the sides of your body, to the sides by your ears, by the back of your head, you'll gradually lose sight of them. Just notice where that endpoint is. And eventually let the hands go and just see how it is to have this looking ahead whilst paying attention to the widest periphery that your eyes can manage and noticing how this needs softness. If we really try, well, it gets uncomfortable, but also we lose some of the breadth of our vision. So spend a bit of time exploring that and also then
the opposite of really focused very clearly at something ahead of you, something near and something far in the far distance. Might be, if you're inside, you might look out of the window and see how far you can see with a very piercing, eagle, focused eye. Just to notice the difference between the two. So,
pausing the audio again and trying that. Welcome back. So you may have already begun this. Interrupted by a doorbell. So as I said, you may have already begun this. The next step is to marry the two. To simply practice the slow walking and the wide angle gaze. And again, you might practice a little bit with the fierce forward focus at the same time. So try this out for a little. And as you do so, noticing any tension in your body, noticing any places that you might be able to relax a little more so that your whole body can land into this practice as much as possible. Finding a way, whatever your level of ability is, finding a way to make it easeful enough to relax into the practice of slow walking, soft gaze, wide angle vision. Welcome back. So we have the mechanics of this, of the walk, of the eyes, soft eyes. We have an attempt at least to find relaxation in the practice. And to begin, once you're ready to really dive in and explore this, some of the details include how to begin, which is to really stand and land first. To stand and land and to into body, into relaxation, into ground. Aware of the space around you, aware of the air around you and the contact of your body with the air. Aware of your surroundings. And allowing all that to fall away and drawing attention into the simple pouring of weight into one foot whilst still standing. And allowing that to gradually lift the other foot. As your weight pours into your left foot, you're letting your right foot naturally rise. And you might not lift your feet very high. It might be that your feet barely lift up off the ground, and that might help it feel safer as well. So as you begin to do that, noticing the contact of skin just inside and just beyond your skin as you're aware of your body moving through space. Aware of the whole of this material, animal, creature, energy field that is you in relationship with everything around you, moving through space and in the slowness, something else arises. And so there's a little word of caution here, which is that in my experience, this can take us, if we dive in deep, into quite an altered state. So do pay attention to your physical needs and the needs of your nervous system. If you know that you're quite easily shocked, then perhaps don't do it somewhere where it's really noisy and you might have a very loud motorbike that might shock you. But if possible, to find ways to do it somewhere like that where you are resourced by the ground, resourced by the intimate attention with slow, so that any shocking noise or interaction by another might land into soft, solid, slow safety. So that may be possible for you, but you'll know your own limits and your own needs. And I also give this word of caution because as in any way that we alter and enter an altered state, in any way that we enter fully into courtship with the otherwise, sometimes it can be discombobulating, a bit jangling to come out again. So I'll say a little more about the practice before the recording's ended, but I wanted to bring this note of caution in first, and that when you've completed the practice for yourself, beyond the trying out the exercise, when you've really entered the practice and completed for yourself, find ways to know your body in a really ordinary way. Squeeze your limbs, shake out, maybe jiggle a bit, do some ordinary walking, touch some things so you feel that contact, not just through feet, but through hands and eyes, contact with whatever's around you, whether it's the walls of a building or the trees or the pavement. Say some ordinary words, all of these things, because on some level, when we enter the slow walk, we enter ritual space. We enter other realms. And so it's important, if we're doing this alone, that we take care of the thresholds. So we have the opening threshold of standing still, arriving into body, ground, air, awareness. We have the opening movement of pouring weight into one foot. And at the end of this courtship, at the end of this ritual, we have a moment of bringing hands to body, giving thanks, squeezing limbs, having a jiggle, grinning, frowning, doing some really ordinary movements, taking three deep breaths and feeling complete in some way. So I'll pause again to let that land. A last practical note is, you may notice there are little tags. If you look at your audio, each time I'm pausing, there's a little tag on the line of the audio that means hopefully it's easy to return to these different sections. So, entering the practice of slow walking. As I began to say earlier, as you begin, notice this space just inside and just beyond your own skin. This place where we merge with the world, this place where we know our entanglement with air, with insects, with microorganisms, including the ones inside our bodies, with sound, sight, smell, touch. Noticing in particular the area of the front of your chest as it moves ever so slowly through space. Almost like a ship slowly moving through water, where the ship and the water are profoundly differentiated and different, and yet they are all part of one event, influencing each other. The ship parting the water, creating waves, the water holding the ship, bringing wetness to the body of the ship. You may have another analogy that works better for you, but this sense of how in the slow walk we can become more aware of our radical participation in each moment, in each event of life happening. You may also want to explore this sense of skin inside, outside, within the skin, in contact with the rest, on the back of your hand, your face, noticing the sense of bones moving through space, keeping attention to gravity, and paying attention to the back body as well. This is also moving through space in a different way. So as you practice, you might hang out in the one that most intrigues you, feels most alive, most relational with the otherwise. Noticing what you notice, noticing what comes. And you might also notice where you do not feel very alive or in contact. Some part of you which may well be in the back. And to move in the slow walking with your attention there, with compassion and curiosity. So while this slow walking is intentional, directional, you are moving forward, you are moving through space, your being is receptive, sensing, allowing. You're entering a place of the otherwise, And it's with this sense of receptivity and relationship and resting back that something can happen that is different from simply resting in meditation, for example. So notice what's here. Notice how it is for you. And this might be adequate simply to explore the practice. And you might choose to invite your research question into the field with you. Not in your mind, but letting it be there in the landscape of the room, the woods, the high street that you're in. So you're not holding your question. It's existing in the landscape that you're moving through. So I might walk slowly in this way through the field in front of me, the literal field with grass and cows, and place the question of how do we court the otherwise in a time of breakdown, in a time of fullness? Place it into, as if I'm placing it literally into the physical field, placing it on the grass somewhere, throwing it into the air somewhere. And of course, there is the resonant field, the field of experience. Wherever we are in a field somehow of everything. So enjoy. I wish you luck. I look forward to hearing from at least some of you how this is. And I invite you to spend time drawing, journaling, making afterwards, somehow allowing what's happened to express itself through you. It may be that more questions come. See you on the Zoom call.